Shad and Carly.
What's been happening over the weekend? It's in response to the tragic murder of Eurydice Dixon. She was a comedian in Melbourne, and she was killed on her way home. It's been a big discussion that's been taking place. And one of the big points was Lisa Wilkinson. She did a video on the project, and it was one that I saw, and I really was a big point in it that that struck out to me at the end. And it was about all the things that she's been comparing notes with all their friends about what women do on their way home. And you and I were just talking about it a moment ago, and there's some things that you do when you're going. It's always being on the phone.
Yeah, and there's like three of me and my friends where we're happy to just at any time take a call from each other because it could just be that we need someone on the other end to help us or make us feel safe.
Yeah, so we wanted to put this to the phones on 13, 12, 16 because I think it's like an important thing to kind of get out of there, because for me, I just didn't think twice about my trips home. Like, I honestly barely do, ever. Yeah. So we wanted to know if somebody would be willing to share their stories. Noima on 13, 12, 16. Do you have some things that you do on the way home that maybe someone like me wouldn't understand, wouldn't be aware that you're doing as just second nature?
Well, I come from a very big family, so most of the time that we go out is with my sisters. And two of the sisters, like, if one's going home, there will always be two that chaperone her to the car.
If
our brothers are around, we're chaperoned to the car. We wait until they take off, and then they go back. But nobody ever walks alone. That's the rule.
See, it's kind of for me, it's like, I don't know, because like, as a guy, I finish my time at a venue and I go home. And there's not really a second thought for mine. I've been in cities, though, as well, in places that I've lived, where I have felt a little bit, like I was in Darwin, there was a lot of crime on the streets, turn of fights and stuff, and I would feel a bit nervous walking past a bunch of guys that were getting into a bit of a scuffle, worried that I'd get involved in it. But other than that, like, there's no real, like, as a guy, there's no real extra thing that I'm doing or worrying about when I'm on my walk home. And it's crazy to me that you girls have to think about this the moment you decide to leave the venue.
I've lived in big cities most of my life, and whenever I went out, I mean, Cairns is the only small city that I've ever lived in, but most of the times that I ever went out, it was usually with a group of people, and I would say, okay, I'm going now, you need to walk me to my car. Everybody did it. It was just, you're right, the phone doesn't work.
It doesn't.
Because if a perpetrator comes behind you or beside you, they'll knock that phone quickly out of your hands. There's no protection there.
I mean, obviously this is a part of a deeper conversation, and I think at this point it needs to be on the men to try and do things to reassure women at night time. Like, I know that if I'm in a cab and I'm feeling on edge, I think that people need to see the signs of fear in a woman. If you're walking behind a woman and she's checking over her shoulder, maybe just reassure and say, sorry, I just got to get around you, I'm off to the pub or something. Like, I think that men need to see those signs. And in those moments, I think it can mean the world of difference if we can lose that pit in our stomach.
Antonia on 13, 12, 16, thanks for giving us a call. What are some of the things that you kind of do second nature when you're coming home?
When I used to catch the bus a lot, if I was the only one on the bus, I would look around and think of, like, ways that I would have to escape, like using the window, like smashing the window if I had to. And if I'm in a taxi in that, I don't sit in the front seat, I sit in the back seat. If I have to, like, walk home, like, at night, like, because there's, like, a pathway near my house that's pretty dark, I'll, like, message someone, like, if there's someone around me, I'll message what they look like and stuff.
So true. I've never messaged anyone to tell them
and
that I've gotten
home. You know
home
what? I'm glad
in my life ever.
There are probably men listening to this that don't realise that women are living in fear all the time, and we're putting these things in place to try and protect ourselves. This is how life is as a female.
Yeah,
it's like every female as well. It's not just like a couple or anything.
Everyone I know.
And one thing I don't have time for as well, because I saw this as well on my feed as well, was these people that are going, oh, hashtagging not all men. It's such a dumb thing to do, is this reaction to what's happening at the moment. Because this is my thing for those people that are like, oh, it's not all men. They don't think it's all men. Because if all women thought it was all men, then none of them would give us a chance.
Yeah,
you
no,
know
you're
what
right.
I mean?
But it's
you'd have no girlfriends. You'd have no partners. Mm. You'd have no co-workers. You'd have no... There'd be a complete gap between the two of us. Like,
exactly,
all
yeah.
it is people asking for a bit of help. Because like I just said, hearing your story there, I've never... I cannot remember the last time I've texted someone to tell them that I've gotten home safely.
Yeah.
I've either smoke bombed, I've stumbled out of a joint, I've left, yeah. I've gotten home, I've spoken to the person the next day about where'd you get to, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it's kind of...
If you go out clubbing, you go with a bunch of girls, you don't know what's in the toilet, you know?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing your story, dude.
That's all right.
You have a good morning.
Have a good morning.
Leanne on 13 Charles 16. The topic of discussion is, of course... what is it that ladies are doing on the way home to make themselves feel safe on the back of, obviously, the story and the speech from Lisa Wilkinson on the project? What have you got?
Well, there's a couple of things. If I've gone out with some girlfriends for dinner and my husband's at home and I'm driving because I don't drink often, I will give him a call while I'm walking back to my car. And I know a lot of ladies have talked about doing that and how it's probably not the most effective thing in terms of protecting yourself, but it's that reassuring voice on the other end of the phone. And the other thing I do is I put my keys in my hand so that my keys are actually sticking out through my fingers as kind of like a weapon,
nut. Yeah. That's an extreme. So you're honestly thinking that, you know, there is potential for someone to come and, like, try and grab you. Have you had an experience before?
I haven't, but, you know, you hear about these tragic stories like what happened on the weekend. The story about Jill Maher in Melbourne years ago actually affected me quite deeply. And I did have conversations with my girlfriends about that afterwards. And if we ever go out, you know, for a couple of drinks together on a weekend and we all sort of head off and grab a separate taxi or whatever, we always make sure that we text each other when we get home. Or if I drop a girlfriend at home after dinner or something, I always wait until she's safely in her house before I drive off.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I'm really glad Lisa said what she said because it is inherent in us. And I think that's really sad.
It is,
apparently necessary too.
I think the conversations are happening now, though, and things need to change. And I think the more that men and you yourself, Shan, are becoming aware that, whoa, women are living in fear and they had no idea, I think that now the conversations can start about, hey, how can we take some of their fear on and ease it? And I think that needs to be the next conversation from here. They have identified that, yes, all women are living in fear. What can we put in place so that women can feel safer, so they're not relying on their girlfriends to do this? How, as a society, can we put things in place to ease that fear? I think needs to be the next conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you so much for your call.
No problem.